You know how we're always hearing about those incredible early stage crypto investments that just shoot to the moon, fortunes made practically
Oh
overnight?
yeah, those legendary stories.
Well, today we're venturing way beyond the familiar names and established exchanges. We're plunging into what some call the inner market play in crypto trading.
And what's truly fascinating here is the microscopic level we're operating at. Forget trying to time your entry into Bitcoin or Ethereum.
Right.
We're talking about the absolute birth of a crypto token, specifically on platforms like Pump.Fun, before they even sniff the air of bigger decentralized exchanges like Radium.
Exactly. So our roadmap for this deep dive is an article from Av AI, and they lay out a strategy that's like laser focused on these brand new, just launched tokens. Imagine getting in not just on the ground floor, but practically in the delivery room. Now, the article doesn't pull any punches. This is high stakes, high reward territory. We're here to dissect this intense approach, not to offer financial advice, obviously.
And the magnetic pull, as AI points out, is just the sheer potential for explosive gains.
Yeah.
Because these tokens emerge with such minuscule market caps and, zero mainstream attention.
Yeah.
The prospect of seeing your initial stake multiply 100x, maybe even 1000x, is what lures traders into this inner market.
Okay, so let's really try and nail down what this inner market actually is. The article emphasizes that it's about tokens exclusively available on these initial platforms, your Pump.Funds of the crypto world, before they potentially graduate to larger exchanges. What makes this ultra early phase such fertile ground for those potential gains?
Well, if we link this to the broader mechanics of markets, it really boils down to information asymmetry and being an ultra early adopter,
Yep.
right? At this stage, the vast majority of the market doesn't even know these tokens exist. So if you can pinpoint a project with even a glimmer of real potential before it hits the radar and gains liquidity on a major exchange, you're in a prime position to benefit from the subsequent wave of attention and capital. It's kind of like spotting a promising seed before everyone else even knows what kind of plant it might become.
That makes perfect sense. It's like getting in on a tech startup when it's just a couple of people with an idea. Now, the Av AI article also paints a pretty vivid picture of the kind of person who might actually navigate this landscape successfully. It sounds, well, intense.
That's a critical insight. According to Av AI, the typical inner market trader isn't your average buy and hold investor. Not at all.
No.
We're talking about someone with high engagement, dedicating upwards of 10 hours every single day to tracking these nascent tokens.
10 hours a day.
Yeah. That level of commitment is like almost unheard of for the casual investor.
That's practically a full-time job just squinting at charts and new listings. And it's not just about the hours, is it? There's also this element of sheer grit. The article mentions being willing to consistently invest time and effort, even if results aren't immediately visible. So, despite the lure of rapid gains, it's definitely not presented as some effortless path to riches.
Precisely. There's an incredible amount of noise at this ultra-early stage. I mean, countless projects that will just vanish without a trace. Or worse, right?
Right.
So that persistent drive to sift through the chaos, coupled with a willingness to constantly learn and refine your approach, is absolutely vital. And the article also underscores the need for a disciplined approach with very clear rules. They even suggest starting with a relatively modest initial stake, maybe around one SOL.
That smaller initial investment might seem a bit counterintuitive when you're chasing potentially massive returns. What's the thinking behind such a cautious entry point?
This raises a really important point about managing risk. I mean, given the exceptionally high failure rate of these extremely early stage tokens,
Yeah.
a smaller initial investment acts as a crucial safety net. It lets you place multiple small bets and learn from each experience without the risk of, losing a significant chunk of your capital on any single highly speculative venture.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then there's the absolute necessity for high risk tolerance. You have to be genuinely comfortable with the very real possibility of substantial, even total, losses.
It certainly doesn't sound like a strategy for anyone who gets easily stressed by market fluctuations. Interestingly, the article also highlights teamwork as a factor in achieving optimal results. How does collaboration even factor into something that seems like such an individual, fast-paced kind of thing?
Well, what's truly insightful here is the idea of shared intelligence and workload. Think about it. When you consider the sheer volume of new tokens launching constantly.
Right, thousands a day, they say.
Exactly. It can be an overwhelming task for one person to monitor everything effectively. So by collaborating, traders can kind of divide and conquer, maybe specializing in different monitoring tools or refining different filtering techniques, and then pooling their discoveries and analyses.
Ah.
This collective scrutiny can potentially lead to faster and more accurate identification of those rare projects with genuine promise. It's almost like a form of decentralized due diligence, you know? Many eyes might spot something a single individual could easily miss.
So it's almost like a decentralized intelligence network just dedicated to sniffing out these ultra-early opportunities. Now, we've touched on the dazzling potential for 100x or even 1,000x returns. The article also mentions daily profits potentially reaching thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars. But we absolutely have to emphasize the other side of that coin, right? The very significant risks involved.
Absolutely. You have to. Yeah. While the potential upside is enormous, the probability of actually hitting those astronomical returns with any single token in this inner market is, statistically speaking, quite low.
Mm.
Avis AI explicitly states that the aim is to identify among thousands of new daily token launches those projects most likely to succeed spectacularly. That word thousands really drives home the sheer volume you're navigating.
Yeah.
The overwhelming majority of these projects will likely fail, and investors could easily lose their entire initial investment. It's crucial to grasp that.
Okay, so it's like trying to find a few specific grains of sand on a massive beach.
Yeah.
What are some of the key criteria the article suggests looking for to try and identify these potential winners amidst all that noise?
AV AI points to several telltale signs. One interesting one is projects leaking valuable information. Things like distinctive logos, functioning, even if basic, websites, and even subtle clues pointing towards known developer addresses. The underlying idea, I think, is that legitimate projects are more likely to invest some effort in creating a unique identity and might have credible teams operating, well, somewhat transparently.
That makes sense. Even a basic level of professional polish at such an early stage could be a decent indicator. What else should someone be on the lookout for?
Uniqueness and originality are also paramount. You really want to steer clear of projects that are clearly just rehashing common templates or, you know, just scream scam. The article stresses looking for genuine projects that aren't repetitive templates. This suggests seeking out some level of actual innovation or distinct vision, however nascent it might be. Furthermore, thoughtfully structured tokenomics.
Ah, the tokenomics.
Yes, the economic framework of the token, how it's distributed, its supply, any mechanisms for scarcity and authentic committed teams are highlighted. Now, fully verifying teams at this stage can be really challenging, obviously.
Sure.
But looking for transparent token distribution models and any hints of long-term vision can be valuable clues.
So beyond the initial visual presentation, you're really trying to assess the underlying fundamentals and the intentions behind the project. Okay, now the article outlines a five-step process for actually engaging in this inner market strategy. Let's break those down. Step one is comprehensive chain monitoring. How does someone even begin to monitor an entire blockchain for brand new listings in real time?
Yeah, this is where specialized analytics tools become pretty much indispensable. Avis AI naturally highlights platforms like their own, Avis.ai, for this purpose.
Makes sense.
These platforms are basically engineered to track new token listings on internal platforms like Pump.fun as they appear, providing a continuous stream of new opportunities and, as we've discussed, a huge amount of noise to filter through.
Right. So these tools are the absolute starting point for even being aware of what's launching into this micro market. Okay. Step two, initial filtering. What are the immediate red flags that should make a trader dismiss a token right away?
This stage is all about rapidly weeding out the most obvious low-quality or potentially fraudulent projects. Ave AI lists several immediate deal-breakers, duplicate names, or recycled images, which strongly suggest a lack of originality or maybe even an attempt to impersonate a legit project.
Yeah.
The use of common generic templates is another major warning sign, indicating minimal effort or a kind of mass-produced feel.
Gotcha.
And then you have the more serious red flags, like signs of potential rug pulls, which, you know, is when the creators suddenly vanish with investors' funds.
The worst case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Often indicated by suspicious smart contract code or overly centralized control of the token supply. Any clear evidence of suspicious insider activity should also be an immediate turnoff.
Those initial filters sound like essential time savers and scam avoidance mechanisms.
Yeah.
Step three is identify high potential tokens. So once you've filtered out the obvious garbage, what starts to distinguish the projects with actual, albeit still very speculative, potential?
Okay, so here you're looking for positive indicators that suggest a higher degree of legitimacy and ambition. Original branding, like unique logos, a basic but functional website, maybe even a nascent social media presence, can signal a team that's at least trying to build something distinct.
Right.
Any credible indicators of experienced or influential developers being involved can also be a significant plus. And AveAI mentions looking for subtle hints left by project creators that signify genuine intent. This could range from clearly articulated project goals to early signs of actual community engagement. It's really about trying to see if there's a real project brewing beneath the surface level launch.
It really does sound like a form of detective work, doesn't it? Piecing together these very early clues. Step four is strategic investments. How should someone approach actually putting their capital into these incredibly volatile tokens?
Discipline. It's absolutely paramount here. AI advises strictly limiting your daily investments to only a handful of carefully selected projects.
Okay, not spraying and praying.
Exactly. This prevents overexposure to any single highly risky asset. They also recommend allocating only a very small percentage of your total capital per token, like in the range of 1% to 5%.
Oh, that's small.
Yeah, it reinforces the strategy of making multiple small bets across a range of potentially high growth opportunities. And the crucial balancing act here is assessing the perceived probability of success against the potential payoff. You know, even a project that seems like a long shot might warrant a tiny investment if the potential return is astronomical.
That makes perfect sense, diversifying your portfolio of, well, highly risky bets. Finally, step five is optimize exit timing. In such a volatile and fast-moving environment, how do you know when it's time to take profits?
This requires both patience and a pretty sharp understanding of market dynamics. AveAI suggests waiting for the token to achieve full liquidity and make a smooth transition to external exchanges.
Ah, the move to Radium or similar?
Precisely. This is often a pivotal moment where broader market interest can trigger significant price surges. The article specifically mentions capturing short-term profits through strategic arbitrage once the liquidity migration sparks those price increases. Now, arbitrage in this context simply means exploiting small price differences for the same token appearing on different exchanges.
Okay.
This implies a very active short-term trading mindset aiming to capitalize on those initial post-lifting pumps. It's not necessarily about holding onto these tokens for the long haul in the traditional sense, you know.
So the strategy really leans towards capturing that initial wave of excitement and liquidity rather than long-term holding.
Interesting. Now, the AveAI article concludes with some really crucial reminders for anyone even considering this approach. Let's highlight those. The first one is huge. Avoid FOMO.
Oh, absolutely. Critical in such a hyper-driven and, frankly, hype-fueled environment. The fear of missing out can lead to really impulsive decisions and investing in projects that haven't undergone proper scrutiny.
Yeah, you chase the pump.
Exactly. AveAI rightly emphasizes that precision and discipline beat quantity every time. Focusing on the quality of your analysis and sticking to your rules rather than chasing every fleeting pump is essential for any chance of long-term success in this arena.
The second key reminder is keep learning. That's generally good advice in the crypto world, but what does it specifically entail within the context of this inner market play? AI stresses that most successful traders accumulate months of practical experience and detailed review to accurately identify winners. This really highlights the importance of continuous learning from both your successes and your mistakes.
Right.
Constantly refining your filtering criteria and investment strategies based on real-world outcomes. It's a very hands-on, trial-and-error learning process where analyzing past performance is absolutely key.
And the final crucial reminder is to leverage tools. What kind of tools are we talking about here beyond just the initial listing trackers we mentioned?
Right. These are the more sophisticated analytics platforms that provide crucial data and insights. AveAI specifically mentions their own tools for things like developer tracking, which can help identify if known or reputable developers are maybe associated with a project.
Yeah.
Influencer address monitoring can provide clues about whether influential figures are showing early interest, which can sometimes be a signal. Rug pull alerts are obviously vital for trying to avoid scams. And detailed transaction analysis helps to understand the flow of capital and identify any potentially suspicious activity. In this very opaque and rapidly evolving micro market, these tools really act as a trader's essential intelligence network.
So to really boil it all down, the inner market play is this incredibly high-stakes endeavor focused on trying to pinpoint those rare early-stage crypto projects with explosive potential, specifically on platforms like Pump.fun before they make it to the bigger exchanges.
Yep.
It demands an immense time commitment, an incredibly disciplined approach, a very high tolerance for risk, and the ability to effectively filter through a massive flood of new tokens using specialized tools and a very, very keen eye for potential signals.
Exactly. And it requires a very specific skill set and I think a particular mindset. It's definitely not for the casual observer just dipping their toes into crypto. This deep dive into the Av AI article really underscores just how much dedication, scrutiny, and frankly sheer effort is involved in even attempting to succeed with this highly speculative strategy.
This leads us to a final point for you, the learner. Having explored this deep dive into the inner market play, really consider this. Does your own personal risk tolerance and the amount of time you realistically have available even remotely align with the demands of this kind of trading strategy?
That's a big question.
It is. And even if you have absolutely no intention of participating in such a high-pressure environment, what aspects of identifying potentially promising early-stage projects as outlined in this approach do you find the most intriguing or maybe even counterintuitive?
And this also prompts a broader reflection on the crypto landscape, doesn't it? Even if you're not actively trading in this ultra-early market, understanding how these initial stages function and the underlying dynamics at play can offer valuable insights into the overall evolution of crypto projects and the broader market sentiment. It's a glimpse into the very chaotic, yet sometimes incredibly rewarding, frontier of digital assets.
Absolutely. The world of crypto continues its rapid evolution, and examining even these niche and intense strategies can provide a fascinating window into the cutting edge of digital asset trading. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.